this was marked on your social calendar, and at least for the 12 hours, has it lived up to this? And what's it going to be like, do you think, when you get on the ice tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be some emotions going around. I mean, I had such a great time here and met so many good people, and it became home. So it's nice to come back, and it's just a short little visit, but it'll be fun to see all the boys.
Have dinner with Nate tonight, Tyson?
Yeah. I got a couple dates lined up here, so I'm gonna see a bunch of the guys.
At some point, are you gonna be able to go to your house and see how Naz has trashed it?
Yeah, I gotta go take. I don't know if I need to rip a coffee machine out of the wall to get back at him. We'll see. I think a couple guys are going over there, so I'll get the report.
What's this week been like for you? This starting the way that it did in Vegas.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind one. I mean, lots of change and. And then, you know, we bring Sheldon in, and a lot of emotion in that. And then we get a big win last night and finally score a goal, which was nice. And then to come here, it's been a crazy week, but a fun one nonetheless. I think all the boys are in good spirits and looking forward to a fresh start.
For yourself, have you ever had a week like this personally in your NHL career?
No, it's a wild one, for sure. Yeah, this is... it's kind of just taking it all in stride here.
It would have been emotional regardless coming back here, but the fact that you got that goal last night, did that at least ease some of the pressure?
Yeah, I was like, I certainly don't want to come back without a tuck, so it was nice to get one, and obviously still not, still haven't produced to my usual level and what I'm used to, but hopefully that changes here, and it's all good things going forward.
You didn't get a chance on the power play last night, but what does it mean to you to be with that unit and get a chance moving forward?
No, it's big for confidence, and it's... obviously, we didn't get a chance last night, but that won't happen every night. So I think it'll be a good confidence booster, and our power play hasn't been going too hot, so maybe we can get it going.
A lot has happened in the past 24, 36 hours. You've had a chance to sit down with Sheldon and go over some things, or is it just something that's happening gradually?
It's more gradual. I think he kind of threw all he could at us before the Arizona game, and he's just trying to keep it gradual and not reinvent the wheel, just give us tweaks here and there, and make sure that we're comfortable in this new system he's putting in, and I think the biggest thing is that we're feeling confident and trusting our abilities.
Tighter gaps in the defensive zone.
We're like, hey, what do you think about this? And we're like, maybe, like, this could work, and it did, and it just made it really easy to we both trusted each other, and kind of just stepped into each other's homes, and it's been a good fit so far.
Do you communicate every now and then?
Yeah. It's any questions or anything like that, and he sent me a couple nice texts, and same to him, and it's been it's different. We're kind of building a relationship, and we don't really know each other that well, but it's nice to see him and having some success.
Do you have any chirps lined up for Nate during the game tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. No, I got about 8 years worth of stuff from around all the time before. So I've never played against Nate before, so that should be good. It'll be he's scary. He's playing good right now, so it's a good test for us.
What would you say is the biggest challenge with him coming down on you tomorrow night?
Yeah. Well, he's one of those guys. He can shoot it past you, make you look silly on a one-on-one, or pull up and find the late guy. He's an incredible player. He's any given night, I think, the best player in the league, and he's been like that the last 2 years. And it'll be a tough one to stop, but maybe I can get under his skin a little bit, or we'll see.
Thank you, Tyson.
Okay, thanks, guys.